Thank you for calling Bestaway. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Rosa there?
She's not in right now. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yeah, my name's Danny. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. And it looks like, you know, Rosa requested some information on our equipment finance and working capital programs. Is there maybe someone else there I can speak with, or?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me see. Who are you with again?
The Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff. Oh, yes. She told me to submit an app because I believe she got something in the mail that
right.
She qualified for. Let me see. Let me go ahead and pull it up. She left me out of info here. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, she got something in the mail saying that she qualified for some type of loan. And
right.
She was interested in seeing we're trying to expand the our services, and we're trying to finance a truck mount carpet cleaning machine and expanding our advertising as well. So she was looking for some type of loan. We've been approved by other lenders, however the interest rate's really high, so we want to go ahead and see apply with you guys and compare the rates.
Okay. Well, here, let me just, you know, confirm some stuff that we have on file. And okay. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code available? It's on the
office. Sure. Sure. You can go ahead and get that real quick. It's the reservation code is 241104010 0045 3115.
3115. Alrighty. And let me confirm some information. There you go. Okay, it's company is Gallardo Enterprise
Incorporated. Right.
And so doing business as Dustaway Made.
Correct.
Okay. And looks like the address we have is 3445 Telegraph Road. Suite.
Correct.
112. Okay. Ventura, California, very nice. 930-03. Okay. All right. And who am I speaking with? I'm sorry.
My name is Emir.
Emir? Okay.
Yes.
How do you spell it? I'm sorry.
E-M-I-R.
Okay. So, Emir. Okay. And, yeah, are you the one of the owners over there, or?
No. Just my mom. So, I run her business.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, very cool. All right, and how long you guys been in business over there?
Since 2013.
Wow, it's 2013. Okay, 3 years. That's good. And how'd you guys get involved in the industry? Is it a family?
Well, my mom's been doing it for quite some time, but it was a small little thing, and she needed some help, so I started helping her out, and we just started growing from there.
Oh, okay, that's great. Yeah, especially over the 3 years, is it constantly be growing every year?
Yes, it has.
Okay, great. All right, Amir. And your mom Rosa, she's the 100% owner then.
Yes, she is.
Okay. All right. We have many programs available depending on you guys' specific needs. Let me know exactly what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction. As far as, let's start on the capital side. I know you have equipment and capital. So how much, were you looking for the expansion and the advertising?
We're looking to about anywhere from 70 to 80,000.
Okay. 70, 80,000. And you said you currently had some offers from other...
Right. We have some offers from other lenders. It's just the interest is just really high.
Right.
We're looking for something long-term, anywhere from 2 to 3 years.
So anywhere from 2 to 3 years.
Right.
And yeah, you're looking for that. Okay. And what type of offers that they give you?
Well, right now we let me explain to you what we want to do with the money. We have one. We have a loan out right now with OnDeck.
Okay.
Our balance on there is I believe $25,000. So we want to go ahead and pay that off. Purchase the truck mount. And have some money left over for advertising,
right.
So right now we've gotten offers for the full fund for $70,000. The interest rate is about almost 20%, and it's a payback term of 5 years. We got another offers, you know, cash demands for $70,000 with a factor rate of 1.35. And, you know, to be honest, I'm looking for something lower, you know, if it's a factor rate, you know, something lower and lower interest rate.
Right. What type of, you know, rates are you looking for, or what do you have?
I mean, her I'm going to be honest, her credit is not, you know, it's not, you know, 700 is not that great. She has an okay credit, around 650. So, I mean, with the 650, I'm thinking anywhere from like 10, maybe 12%.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, with that being, it's a little under the national average. And as far as, so the on-deck loan that you guys had out, how much was the amount you took out, the balances? Okay, see, you're halfway through. And what, is that a daily, weekly, monthly payment?
It's a daily. So if it's a daily, if you guys offer daily, I want to keep it around the same, because we're doing fine with that, with that payment right now. So we want to go ahead and keep it around the same amount. We're paying about $200 daily. So we're not struggling. You know, we're doing fine, just fine with that amount.
Right. Okay, no problem. And what was the total payback that you had on that?
I believe it was like 60-something, 63, I believe.
Okay, 63. All right, perfect. Yeah, so we definitely have those, you know, options available. We do, you know, monthly, weekly, and daily. The monthly is more of like a qualifying, you know, type of payment, but they'll be able to give you guys a bunch of options once they get you an approval. And what bank do you normally... does she normally work with?
I would work Bank of America.
Bank of America, okay. And do you guys have a line of credit with them over there?
No, we don't.
Okay. So no. And have you asked them for funding, or have you gone to them?
We tried, but they want a lot of paperwork, and we sent them, and we tried emailing back and forth, and you know, we never got a result. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I know. They tend to drag their feet, in all honesty. They take a lot longer than they should. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, because we tried, we applied for a credit card as well, and, you know, we didn't get approved. So, you know, I just, you know, I stopped the process there.
Right. Okay. And what were your gross annual sales, or her gross annual sales, like last year?
Last year was, we were at 225.
Right, oh, we're
shooting for 300 this year.
Oh, great. Is this the like type of advertising, has that gotten you to that point? Or like that you've done in the past, or?
It's no, to be honest, it's now just referral. We stopped advertising right now. Now, you know, the business, you know, it's been we've been in business now for over three years now, so we're getting those returning customers. We just opened a new location in Vegas. So that's what we're just advertising right now in Vegas. That's the only advertising budget. That's the only advertising area we're doing.
Okay, so with the advertising, are you guys doing like direct mail? Or are you guys like?
It's all online. It's all online.
Okay, and how much does it normally cost for that type of advertising?
Anywhere from $25 to $3,000 a month.
Wait,
2,500 to 3,000.
Okay, yeah, I was like, whoa. Okay, yeah. All right, to 3,000 per month, and then the expansion you had, you said something with you had expansion plans as well, just to Vegas.
Right, or? Right. We're trying to incorporate the we want to get a truck mount. We have a lot of carpet cleaning business that we're contracting to other vendors, and you know, we just want to, we're tired dealing with the vendors. We want to go ahead and handle it ourselves now.
Right. So you said a truck mount.
Correct. Carpet cleaning equipment.
Oh, okay. It's a truck mount. Okay. So that's what you're looking at. So that is a piece of equipment. And that's the nice thing about us, you know, we also have equipment financing as well, so we can actually get you that, you know, on another program. That way we can unlock, you know, as much capital as possible, and that way you can use it, you know, more for the advertising or extra needs, and we can also get, you know, that equipment going for you as well on a separate program. So it's definitely, you know, it's a lot more convenient, tends to be more cheaper as well.
Okay.
And so with this advertising, I know you said you guys have done it in the past. Like, have you, what do you guys usually, does it increase sales right away, or how does it all, have you noticed?
Yes, it usually does. Once we do our advertising, our sales usually, you know, they do increase right away. I would say we see probably a return on the investment we'll probably see within the next month or so. Right. Just the advertising that, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't write, like right now I don't have the staff to do the advertising. Right. So if something like that, would, if I were to do the advertising, I would have to hire more new personnel and train and then do the advertising. Usually when we do the advertising, you know, our phones are ringing, you know, off the hook.
Right. Yeah. It's that's good though. It's ringing off the hook. How many extra employees would you need to, you know, be comfortable?
I would say maybe 4 to 5.
Okay, 4 to 5 more employees. All right. And that 70 to 80K would help. Would be enough to. That 70 to 80,000 would be enough to you know, just help sustain 4 employees?
Yes, it will.
Okay. All righty. And, so the truck mount, that's basically the carpet machine that you're looking to bring on as well, right?
Right. Okay. And then with that, you know, comes another 2 employees. So that's, you know, another why we need to have.
Okay. So you need 4 with the advertising and then another, actually, so 6 total?
6 to 7, right.
Okay, 6 to 7 employees. Okay, that's great. You guys are expanding. You guys are out in Vegas now. Any other, you know, areas you're looking to expand to, or is it just something?
We're in Vegas, LA, and Ventura. So we've got 3 locations so far.
That's great. And so has it been? So over the last 3 years, you've done a new location each year. Is that what your plans have been?
Yes.
Wow,
yes.
That's great. That's really great. So you keep, how many do you guys, is there an overall plan or just as many as you guys can bring on?
I'm sorry?
Is there an overall, like, plan? Do you have a total amount that you want to get to, or are you trying to expand it as much as you can?
Well, we're just trying to expand. We don't want to go ahead and do this too quickly. We're just, you know, as soon as we see that we, you know, we can do it, we go ahead and do it. We don't, there's no really no time frame or there's no really a plan. As soon as we see that, you know, we can go ahead and do it, we see the market that it's, you know, the market seems like it's a good market to go into, then we go ahead and do it.
Okay, that makes sense. And so with the, you know, this, when are you needing it by? When are you needing the capital and the machine to get everything going?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again? I'm sorry. No.
Yeah, no problem. Can you hear me okay? Is it the phone breaking up?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. When are you looking to, you know, bring the funds on, or when do you need them by?
The sooner the better.
Sooner, okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, very quick. Okay, so yeah, there's, you know, definitely a couple of things, you know, we need to get you an approval. It's pretty, you know, so explanatory. It'd be 6 months business bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. And do you guys have August?
Did I provide those already, or...?
No, we don't have those yet. We just have the application that was online. And with that application, yeah, I will need Rosa to sign it. They just need a wet signature on it. Again, I can populate it, and I'll send it to you in an email.
Okay.
That way she can just sign it real quick. And then it would be the 6 months business bank statements. Did you guys get an extension on 2015 tax return?
Do we have an extension? Yes.
Okay, so on that, we could use the 2014 tax return.
That would fine. Now, as part of the tax return, we incorporated last year. So before that, she filed a sole prop.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, yeah, you can go and send that. And send do you have the extension form for the 2015 extension?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so you can send that.
I have all that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then do your customers, do the majority of them pay with credit cards, or are they?
No, I would say maybe 30% pay with credit cards. The other, you know, pays by check or cash.
Around 30%. Okay. Yeah, that's still a little bit of the sales with that. Yeah, I'd say we need the 4 months, the credit card processing statements, the merchant statements. Mm-hmm. If you could send those over as well, because the underwriters will need to look at the cash flow, because these are sales-based loans. And yeah, generally, you know, with that, once we have that, all those documents, we can get answers by the end of the week or by Wednesday, if you're able to get it. Well, that's tomorrow. I think it's about as Monday. By Thursday, we could, if you got everything into me by today. Do you think you could send everything over?
If you want, go ahead and send me the email, and then as soon as you know, I'll just go ahead and reply those info, get that info shortly.
Okay, and what's a good, I had one on file that was just the info at Destaway Made.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the good email for you?
Yeah, that's a good email.
Okay, I can send that over to you, you know, right here, about 15 minutes, and then when would be a good time to follow up with you?
If you want to go ahead and try back tomorrow.
Tomorrow, around this time, is it good or?
Yeah, around this time is fine.
Okay. All right. So I'll go ahead and I'll send that over to you, and you think you'd be able to send everything over to me today so I can get a, you know, schedule an appointment with the underwriter?
Sure, definitely.
Okay. All right. And with that on deck, that current loan you have out, you have the contract readily available, the first like page?
I'm not quite sure, but I can go ahead and look for it.
Okay. Yeah. And if you can send that. And you said you had some approvals with other companies. It was.
Right.
What were the other companies that you had the approval for?
I believe it was Yellowstone and.
Oh yeah.
And then I believe it was Yellowstone Everest, and then we had another one from. I can't remember the name. It was just like that. It was like a broker that, you know, they gave us like three different.
Oh. They gave you one. Oh, okay. Was that the 5-year one?
Yes, that was the 5-year one.
Okay. So the 5, and then Yellowstone, was that the 70K with the 1.35 rate factor?
Right.
And then what was the Everest approval that you got?
The Everest, it was roughly about the same. It was just like, I believe it was like $5,000 cheaper, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, yeah, and if you have those approvals as well, approvals, do you have the documents for them, or you guys are just, like, talking about it?
Well, they just told me over the phone. They sent me, they just pretty much told me over the phone what they could do.
Okay. All right, well, that's fine. Yeah, just the on-deck documents that you can send over, and then, yeah, I'll get working on this, and we'll see if we can get something going for you as soon as possible.
Okay, so.
And then,
good.
Yeah, Amir, I'll definitely circle back with you tomorrow around this time, and then, I'll look out for those documents, and I'll get this going, and we'll get you an answer, you know, here by Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care. Talk soon.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.